This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Well, not strictly a medical issue, think for a moment about the role that academic grades have played in your life. Did you need grades like A, B, C, D to drive you to perform well and learn? Or were letter grades a turnoff? Well, this is a big topic in medical and health sciences education. By the time students get into medical school or dental school or veterinary school or nursing school, do they really need grades to drive learning? Sure, lots of learning occurs in school, but these professionals need to learn the rest of their work lives. Once they graduate, there will be no grades, but there'll be lots of new information they need to learn. What will drive their learning once they finish school? We all want our trainees to be the best possible clinicians, but what is the role of grades? We all agree that we need to assess students, and they need to know how they're doing so that they can address any deficiencies. But do they need a letter grade on a transcript, or once they've demonstrated a mastery of the skills and knowledge, can we simply record a grade as pass or fail? Faculty quickly fall into two camps, the pro-grade camp and the no-grade camp. Students are overwhelmingly in the no-grade camp. Why is this such a hot topic in health sciences education? Well, at its core, there is confusion about the purpose of grades. Do they motivate students? Are they needed to sort and rank students for the future? Do grades stifle creativity, collaboration, and teamwork? Does a decision to provide an A, a B, or C help or harm learning? To be clear, I am solidly in the pass-fail camp. I've taught students in both systems. When we changed from a graded to a pass-fail system, students did better, not worse, on their national medical exams. There was less burnout, less stress, less anxiety, and far more collaboration among the students. Because there is strong evidence that assessments improve learning, we still evaluate our students' knowledge, their skills, and their behaviors. And we give students their scores on exams. And we watch who is in trouble so that we can help them. But because there is very little evidence that a single end-of-course grade motivates learning in medical school, we do not report a letter grade or a numeric grade on transcripts. We are, after all, training doctors to be adult learners. We depend on them to learn their entire life. If we use grades to motivate them now, we risk having students think that they're not really learning unless they pass an exam in the future. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.